Then the bus began driving into clouds, and between one cloud and the next, we caught glimpses of the town below. It was supper time, and the town was a constellation of yellow points. We arrived 30 minutes after leaving that town, which was called Loik. The train to Loik had come in from Fischb. The train from Fischb had come from Bern, and the train before that was from Zurich, from which I had started out in the afternoon. 3 trains, a bus, and a short stroll, all of it through beautiful country. And then we reached Leukerbad in darkness. So Leukerbad, not far in terms of absolute distance, was not all that easy to get to. August 2, 2014. It was James Baldwin's birthday. Were he alive, he would be turning 90. He is one of those people just on the cusp of escaping the contemporary and slipping into the historical. John Coltrane would have turned 88 in the same year. Martin Luther King Jr. would have turned 85. People who could still be with us, but who feel at times very far away, as though they lived centuries ago. James Baldwin left Paris and came to Leukerbad for the first time in 1951. His lover, Lucien Happersberger's family, had a chalet in a village up in the mountains. And so Baldwin, who was depressed and distracted at the time, went, and the village, which is also called Loeche-les-Bains, proved to be a refuge for him. His first trip was in the summer and lasted 2 weeks. Then he returned, to his own surprise, for 2 more winters. His first novel, Go Tell It on the Mountain, found its final form here. He had struggled with the book for 8 years, and he finally finished it in this unlikely retreat. He wrote something else, too, an essay called Stranger in the Village. It was this essay, even more than the novel, that brought me to Leukerbad. Stranger in the Village first appeared in Harper's Magazine in 1953, and then in the essay collection Notes of a Native Son in 1955. It recounts the experience of being black in an all-white village. It begins with a sense of an extreme journey, like Charles Darwin's in the Galapagos, or Tete Michel Kepumasi's in Greenland. But then it opens out into other concerns and into a different voice, swiveling to look at the American racial situation in the 1950s. The part of the essay that focuses on the Swiss village is both bemused and sorrowful. Baldwin is alert to the absurdity of being a writer from New York who is considered in some way inferior by Swiss villagers, many of whom have never traveled. But later in the essay, when he writes about race in America, he is not at all bemused. He is angry and prophetic, writing with a hard clarity and carried along by a precipitous eloquence. I took a room at the Hotel Mercure Bristol the night I arrived. I opened the windows to a dark view in which nothing was visible, but I knew that in the darkness loomed the Dobbenhorn Mountain. I ran a hot bath and lay neck deep in the water with my old paperback copy of Notes of a Native Son. The tinny sound from my laptop was Bessie Smith singing, "I'm Wild About That Thing," a filthy blues number and a masterpiece of plausible deniability. "Don't hold it, baby, when I cry. Give me every bit of it, else I'll die." She could be singing about a trombone.